Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can't call the people back and go, by the way, your air conditioner sucks.
Is there a warranty on the unit? Like an extended warranty?
No.
Mike, that would be a great call.
And it wouldn't transfer if there was.
That would
be transfer to a new home.
Great call. Yeah. If you could somehow figure out a way to contact the previous owners. Hi. This is Mike O'Mara. I bought your house. Your air conditioner sucks.
That's all it would do.
I'll never forget when I told Carrie and we told her mom that we were going to be married. And he said, and what's his name? Spiewak. She said, good God.
And fairness, Rob, did she take your name right away?
She did.
Okay, my wife took about a year.
And she her email is still in her maiden name.
Carla took a while.
Yeah.
And didn't take. Still hasn't changed her driver's license. Greetings, Team TMOS.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, Rob, I know I was going to do the mailbag in the first segment here. We'll hold that off for one break here because it's really top of mind, and I wanted to talk about this. So yesterday, I'm watching video. And by the way, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you along on Hump Day.
Hey.
What day is it? Hey, what day is it? Insurance companies that run 750,000 spots. Limu Emu, Flo.
Oh, I love the Emu.
Geico, Gecko.
I love the Emu.
Well, you love it because you're forced to.
Well, Mike, an Emu in a sidecar is funny.
You're forced to love it, though.
Any it's animal in a sidecar is funny.
There have been many, many. There are millions of commercials that are funnier than the Limu Emu. But you love the Limu Emu because it is pounded with a sledgehammer.
You're talking to an advertising major.
Into your brain.
I thought it was business.
I'm not a big... No, you can go to school twice, Rob, not just once. So I would say that...
And Oscar, apparently you can go to school a lot of times because I followed your career.
That's true, yes. And now you're riding on the coattails of it. So I would say that
wow, happy hump day, middle of the week. Yes,
Mike, I don't love the caveman.
Just speak as loud as you want. I'm just doing a show here.
I don't love the cavemen. I never really loved the Geico cavemen. I still don't get the Geico cavemen.
I'm not making that point. I am making that. Yeah, you may love the saturated ads. That's what we will refer to them as.
Saturation, yes.
You may love the saturated ads some more than others.
True.
I cannot stand the Emu. I don't like porn mustache guy. I can save you. Lots of money. It's like, ha, ha, ha.
What
None
about
of
Flo,
them are funny.
What about Flo dressed up as her family? Huh?
It's so not funny.
I like Flo on the Zoom call. I like That's pretty good.
You know what? You're getting beat over the head with it. And that's why it's...
Well, how about the AT&T? Have you seen the AT&T girl? The cute one that has the googly eyes?
Yeah.
The googly eyes on her coffee cup?
Imaginary friends?
Let's go out. We're going to painstakingly audition women to find the right level
of
average. We're going to find the type of individual who will not offend or stimulate in any way. Will just be acceptable. That's what they're going for. They're not going for anything but acceptable.
It's the advertising equivalent of playing Christmas music the entire month of December.
That's
it won't be enough to make you change the channel.
It's safe. And it's easy. By the way, I've rolled on at golf course parties with the boys from Geico, with the ad guys, because they were based in D.C. at the U.S. Open. They had a special little area, and man, oh man, you want to talk about the kings of the world, the guys that think they can do it.
Was established in D.C. because it's the government employees insurance company. It was made for people that worked in government.
Mm-hmm. And now they control the world. They get anything they want.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They get nobody sees this. Well, except for a fleeting moment, that's the way it goes.
Isn't 15% savings for 15 minutes, like, isn't that great? Like, we all want 15% less.
You know,
and I'm a progressive
are you,
guy.
What, are
and
you
I'm
holding
a
out
guy.
Hope they're gonna send
Mike,
you out a job
I am
offer?
A progressive
is that what it is?
Guy. I'm telling you. They're all scumbags. On the record of that.
They are
scumbags.
All scumbags. All you of know them. When they're scumbags? You know when the cute little gecko and the... by
He's
the way,
got a we'd British love, accent, Mike.
We would love to have that gecko on the Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah.
We'd love to have the
I'd
emu
love to say
on the Mike O'Mara
Liberty
show.
Bibbity. Liberty Bibbity.
Liberty Bibbity.
Yes.
We are you farmers. Dut, 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 dut.
We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
Yes. There you go, Mike. Buy in.
Brilliant. And then they get to run it for 40 years and some guy in the advertising department. It's a, and by the way, I don't think they have agencies. I think they are their agencies.
I don't know I
think
about that.
I think their ad agencies are in-house. I think they have to be.
We
I
did have the CFO of Geico come and speak to our business school.
Johnny Geico?
Cohort. And he smelled like money.
I bet he was nice.
He smelled like money, Mike.
I
Lots
bet he
of
did.
Money. I was like,
I bet he did.
That's
yeah.
pretty impressive.
So it's money on top of money yeah. on top of money.
Like he got They're out the of companies a car, that made him money, and then walked on money to come into our moneyed classroom.
Floated in on a carpet of money.
A cloud of 50s.
Yes.
But getting back to the point. So yesterday I was watching the video of NASCAR.
Right.
And the drivers that were running the car out to the starting line mm-hmm. in at the race course, because one of the I forgot the name of the find out the name of the driver who was apparently the victim of a hate crime, and they found a noose in this. Was it Rusty Wallace? Was it no
Bubba
not Rusty.
Bubba Watson?
Bubba Watson.
Bubba Wallace.
I'm Wallace. I'm sorry.
Bubba Wallace.
Watson.
Bubba.
What am I talking
not
about?
Rusty.
He's a golfer.
Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace.
I'm not a NASCAR guy, Mike. I don't know what to say.
Well, here's the thing. But it was nice to see, as a support for the only African-American driver
yes.
in NASCAR, that they rolled this out after this right. heinous, horrible act. And this is what I want to talk about. And then later in the day, the FBI, the news that you got on this is the FBI determines they have not found evidence of a hate crime. Then filters begin to leak out. The story goes that this rope, this noose, was apparently, it's been in this garage for prior to
Six
Bubba
months.
Wallace joining NASCAR.
Right.
Then a story this morning, this rope was a garage pull down. I've seen it. I've seen it in garages everywhere mm-hmm. where you take a rope and you let it hang down so you have a little extra room to reach up high to pull the garage down. And yes, it was in the shape of a noose. And it was around for a long time. My point is that, okay, this was not designed for Bubba Wallace. This was not the way. And by the way, get it up there because I don't have it right now with my computer. So please, somebody get some information on this because I'd like to make sure I don't make any mistakes.
The story, everything, I know the story.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're absolutely right. The FBI literally found out that it was a garage pulldown.
Right. And so how I find out that it is on, this is what the racists love. And the people that are going to be first in line to share this, and this is why I have so much blame to go around for this, the people that just hate Black Lives Matter and hate the Confederate statues coming down and hate the Confederate flag being eliminated from NASCAR and hate the idea of police officers and police chiefs marching with the Black Lives Matter protest. The people that hate this are so thrilled beyond description.
This is a
when
win.
They
a win.
Get it
this is
wrong.
A, this
for them,
a win
it's a
for
win.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a win. And at the same time, they don't have the nuance to say, I don't care if it was a noose or not. I thought what the NASCAR drivers did and what NASCAR as an organization, way ahead of the curve,
right.
dealing with their fan base, is doing
Head
wonderful
on.
Things
yeah.
of shaping the American culture. It was a win.
Yeah.
It You can't take that away. But don't tell that to the people that say, it wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing. Anyway, do you understand
my point?
Twofold blame to go around here. The overreaction of whatever idiot decided that this was a noose directed at Bubba Wallace. That's an F up. That is an F up. You can't take that away. Shouldn't have been labeled as that. Okay, somebody, and I wanted a goddamn investigation of that too, to know how that went down, mm-hmm. because as soon as that gets out, as soon as that's found out, as soon as you know that that noose really had nothing to do with Bubba Wallace, these racists who are just dying to jump on people that overreact are using it for their power. So you can't screw up like that, all right? You can't screw up like that. You got to make sure that these things that are done, and by the way, it's not like you're going to have to stand in line and wait for another incident, because they come every week in America now,
Mike,
because the gate was opened up. It's so frustrating to me.
Frustrating, yeah, but I mean, the way NASCAR moved to eradicate what they're eradicating.
Totally agree with that.
And by the way,
it's
look,
great,
it's
but not, I don't sorry, it's like not, to give anything I to the haters it. Out there, Oscar.
I get it, but I'm saying if you're gonna get it anyway, you're gonna get it. Take it that way. And by the way, NASCAR not so benevolent. I'm happy they're doing what they're doing, but each one of those cars is run by sponsors, and sponsors drive that sport. The fans help, but sponsors drive that fort. It drives the fort to build the sport. Bottom line,
right.
But it's a shame that this has to have diminished.
Yeah, but look, you can't bat 1,000. You just can't. There's no way.
I understand. But the point is, anytime.
Yeah,
this is like what Barack Obama went through probably in his entire career, and this is the reality that we live in. You have to be better. You have to be more thorough.
Be best.
You
Mike.
Have to be aware of it. You know that? You
Let's
have
not
to be
say
thorough.
That.
What's that? What?
Be, I, said,
what
be, I, said, be, be I said be best.
No, you have to be thorough.
Yeah.
Because you I don't want these ass excuse me to have any leverage at all. And the first time I read about this was on some white guy's Facebook page who put it up there after his picture of his guns, because he's a redneck jerk who decided that he was excited about the fact that it was nothing. Well, it wasn't nothing. It's never been nothing. And, you know, as Bubba Wallace said, a noose is a noose, whether it was before 2019 or not. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. But at the same time, you just can't. I hate to give fuel to people when you do that to diminish it. And it was a good done by NASCAR, no matter what. I was happy to see.
Yeah, I really was. It's unfortunate. Yes. Does it bring me joy that this is like what is a dog whistle? Is that the term, Mike?
Yeah, dog whistles are used all the time. The president does it all the time.
Okay, I mean, is this being used as a dog whistle for everybody?
A reverse dog whistle?
Yeah,
forgive me. I don't know the phrase dog whistle. Can you enlighten me? Because I imagine it is something like a tone that's put out there that
a call
only
to arms.
Some will hear.
A call to arms.
Okay, I'm with you.
All is right. it a call to arms for everybody?
A dog whistle is a silent, a non-obvious pandering to racial insensitivity.
That makes sense, because a dog whistle is a whistle only a dog could hear. I get it now.
Thank you, Rob. I'm glad we cleared that up for you.
Well, I've not heard
read anything
before.
At all.
Nope, never do.
You've never heard a dog whistle.
No, I've never heard it used expression? In that context, and I probably could have figured it out. But I just wanted to make sure I understood what you guys were talking.
Hey, I
about.
Ask questions all the time, mostly about the English language, as I just did. Look, your frustration, I think, is. It's being felt by a lot of people, but I think if you look at the overall scoreboard, there's going to be moments like this.
It's doublespeak is what a dog whistle is.
Okay.
That's what it is. Used in political messaging, dog whistles work by employing language that has normal meaning in the majority, but can be implied or loaded to mean very specific things.
So,
the
logic is that people could take
racial dog whistles.
Something like this and say, see, everybody's overreacting. Racism doesn't exist.
Right.
It's not real.
Precise.
That's the problem.
That's what pisses me off.
But I would say that that's how you can tell if somebody's true feelings, right?
I agree. If they get excited about that, that's how they feel about it, because they're not able to project themselves to another type of people. That's the whole enchilada with a lot of America. If it ain't me, it doesn't exist. If it's not bugging me, it shouldn't bug you.
So that's universal. Where we are. That's where we are with the pandemic. That's where we are with the pandemic.
100% with the youth of America. Right. Governor and state of Florida coming out every day saying, oh, you know what? It doesn't matter to me. I'm a young person. So those are the, and then the governor says, well, it's mostly young people getting sick. Well, isn't that special? And he's right. The mortality rate is not what it was with previous incarnations of the virus. Okay. I still think it's dangerous, but getting back to the Bubba Wallace thing, it's that's why when somebody screws up like this, and I don't know, I would love to know how it went down. If it was Bubba Wallace, like him to own that.
No, so, his crew found it. We reported is before he even arrived.
The crew saw it.
Somebody on the crew saw it.
All right, and it ended up being something they used. Somebody decided it would be a cute thing to use as a pull down. Who knows whether it had anything to do with the race.
The logic is, and I read the story, is that there's the FBI contends that there's no way these garages are assigned so like a few days prior to the crew arriving. So there's no way that the quote unquote noose could have been the person with it could have known to leave it there 6 months ahead of time, pre-planned, 6 to 9 months ahead of time. To say, hey, this is going to be here when he arrives.
Right. Yeah. And also, though, it might have been there a long time ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It just could have been there. But it was a garage pull down. I believe that. But still, I think the outcome and what the unity we saw on that track this past weekend was beautiful.
I mean,
they won a lot of fans, honestly.
If you look at
from
an outsider looking in, which is what we all are because we're not NASCAR guys, we saw people that in the moment they believed an issue was a fact. And the way they reacted to it, that's solid. That was a beautiful thing.
From a business perspective, very positive.
Here's the quote from NASCAR. We appreciate the FBI's quick and thorough investigation and are thankful to learn that this was not an intentional racist act against Bubba. We remain steadfast in our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment to all who love racing. While angered at those saying it was all a hoax and that NASCAR overreacted, Wallace said Tuesday night that NASCAR did nothing wrong in its handling of the situation when his team alerted NASCAR to what it found. Here's his quote. I stand by Steve. That's the president, Steve Phelps, NASCAR's president. Wallace told CNN's Don Lemon, I stand by NASCAR. The reaction to Tuesday's FBI announcement by some is what angered Wallace, who said he had spent plenty of time reading things on his phone. This will not break me. None of the allegations of being a hoax will break me or tear me down, Wallace told CNN. Will it piss me off? Absolutely. But that only fuels the competitive drive in me to shut everybody up. Yeah, can you imagine how he feels about it, you know, with this right now, because people, you know, you just have to process what it means to see a noose in a country where people were lynched in the street without a trial in America. So that's what it is. Shut up and move on. And NASCAR, if it had been real, if it had been a real hate, act of hate, look what they did for as a message to their fans, to TV viewers all over the world by walking in back of that car. That doesn't change. That to me is good. That's fantastic. That's inclusive. That's fantastic. And NASCAR's handled it really well.
The term evolve or die, right?
Right.
Right.
Are you going to move with history? Are you going to wither away?
Right.
Those are the questions that anybody would have in a sport like that.
The joy that people feel sometimes about stuff like this, and you've seen it, with the hoax. It's a hoax. It wasn't anything. No racism. I ain't a racist. That's it. If you're feeling joy over that, you got to look in the mirror. That's the best point I can make right now.
If you're somebody
who's excited about that, about the fact that it wasn't true, I think because this isn't really all that political at all. It's really not. If you're feeling a lot of joy over the fact that this turned out not to be a hate crime, if you think, if you're doing that, look at the mirror and evaluate where you're coming from, because that.
Why does it bring you joy? I don't think you can label yourself, honestly. I can't speak to what it feels to think that way, but that you're a racist. But I think it's.
I think you might want to think about your sensitivity to the issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, do I really understand the issue?
Yeah. You might want to examine why a noose would elicit that kind of reaction. That might be something you want to check out. So that's where we are in 2020 America right now. And, you know, it's a very heavy subject, but I just wanted to get that off
my chest. I thought we did a great job. Nice and light.
I get mad at the people that overreact, which I do. Right. That it was like, what was that? And you look at it. But, I mean, everybody's seen garage pull ties. Pull ties.
Yeah.
I remember my grandfather.
I can't make a knot. Like that. Like, honestly, we had a little rope on my parents' garage when it would break, and that little rope, it would just break.
Yeah. My grandfather had one. I remember he had one. It's a special kind of, it's like almost a line you'd use on a boat that they tie those with, okay? So that's fine. That's the way it was. Why was it tied in a noose in the first place? Somebody that probably didn't like his job. At NASCAR.
Could be.
You know, I don't know what it was.
Could be.
But the hoax thing.
An Eagle Scout
relax.
Definitely didn't do that.
No. It's been so long.
No badges were awarded, right?
My knot tying skill is got to be, I have to remind myself. It's not like riding a bike. I lose my knot skills every year. I have to refresh myself on how to tie a bowline, round turn and two half hitches. I have to do that because tying boats is not something that comes easy to me. I've always been a bit of a nad when it comes to
I can never remember, like, just mentally how to tie a furniture knot, which is how you bind stuff to the wall of a truck, because what happens is it will not over tighten if it shakes loose, so you can undo the tie. But if I close my eyes, I can do it, because I've done it so many times.
It's called a furniture knot.
We've always called it a furniture knot, like when you have a mirror or a dresser that you tie against the slats on a delivery truck. There's a special knot you tie. It's like a slip knot.
I thought the only knot you ever tied was a balloon knot, Rob. I'm sorry.
The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello, Reagan. I'm a friend of your mother's. I'd like to help you.
You want to loosen the straps?
I'm afraid you might hurt yourself, Reagan.
I'm not Reagan.
Well, then let's introduce ourselves. I'm Damien Karras.
And I'm the devil. Now kindly undo these straps.
If you're the devil, why not make the straps disappear?
That's much too vulgar a display of power, Karras. Mirabile dictu, don't you agree?
You speak Latin.
Ego te absolvo.
Quod nomen mihi est.
Latum dimittant.
How long are you planning to stay in Reagan?
Until she rots and lies stinking in the earth. What's that?
Holy water.
You keep it away. Oh, it burns!
In the face of the enemy.
Stick your up her ass, you motherfucking worthless sucker.
Be silent!
I have no power over
her. I'm the son of a liquid to be powerless to harm her.
Your mother sucks ass in hell, Carol.
Come on, please.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Grant me, your unworthy servant, pardon for all the sins, and the power to confront this cruel demon.
It's a sick show. It's a weird show. This is a very
it's the
weird
Mike
show.
O'Mara show.
It is.
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Man. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
This is a weird show. They're all serious, talking about, like, racism, and then suddenly Rob plays this thing where it's the Exorcist with a laugh track. What's going on? We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital from Pungo, Virginia. Lincoln, Nebraska, the Felony Flats. I'm sorry for anybody that lives there. The Felony Flats of Spokane, Washington. What, is that an area where people commit crime? Is that,
I live there in Misdemeanor Manor.
Mike, no worse than Skaggsville.
Skaggsville, one of the. I remember the first time I saw it on a road sign. What?
Huh?
There's skags that live here? The Felony Flats of Spokane, Washington. The Laurel Lakes of Rice Township, Pennsylvania. Key West, Florida.
There. Nice. Yeah, see, that's a town.
It's the westernmost part. It's west. It's south. Whatever. Anyway, London, Ontario, Canada. The Mike O'Mara Show's on now. Brought to you by Lightstream. Refinancing your credit card balances can lower your interest rate. Simple. That can save you money. Simple. And you don't have to be a financial expert to do it, especially when you go to Lightstream and use this great website they have. Get a fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, and you could save thousands in interest. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. This is so much lower than the average credit card rate. It can be over 19%. Wow. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. The application is 100% online, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. I love this service. I love the website, and you need to check it out. If you don't, you're throwing money away. Our listeners can apply today for a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to do and go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS, subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information, and we thank you. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Just had to get that off of my chest, and now something a little lighter, because you have reached out to us and corresponded with us. We refer to this as the weekly mailbag, and I hold it in my hand right now. Because it's not about us, it's about you. Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday. Greetings, TMOSers. I work in a factory in Oakville, Ontario, Canada. I love our Canadian listeners. I love Canada. I love all things Canada. For God's sakes, if I could, I'd move up there. It wasn't so damn cold. From time to time...
Ready to attack.
I know, you think they're attacking. They're all amassed on the border.
Mike, 98% of them live within 5 miles of the border.
Ready to attack us.
Ready to attack. That's right.
From time to time, we have ridiculous conversations just to pass the time. Last Friday, we took to Googling funny city names. One of my coworkers found Condom, France. Is that the guy that sent it to you? Condom, France?
No, it's a weird coincidence.
Oh, okay. Fast forward to Monday, 3 days later, when I was listening to TMOS along Mike City shoutouts to start out the show. Among Mike City shoutouts to start the show was none other than, drumroll, Condom France.
Mm-hmm. Hey!
I don't know how you did it, but you managed to infiltrate the mind of someone who doesn't even listen to your show. Bravo, TMOS. Bravo. Keep bringing the funny. Sincerely, Matt Bazinet, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate that.
Very kind.
This past Father's Day is just so happened to be my dad's birthday. He has been listening to you guys longer than I've been alive and has been keeping up since the days of the Don and Mike show. He turned 46 and has been me and my two siblings' role model forever. I was wondering if you would give him a birthday shout out, as I'm sure it would make this birthday a very special one. Editor's note, we'd love to help you out. Coltrane C4. But you never included a name for you or your dad. I know we're in an international crisis, but please try harder. Oh, and happy birthday, Dad. No name.
No. All we got is a suspicious email, Coltrane C4. That's all we got.
Coltrane.
Yeah.
Yeah, good musical artist there. Hello, guys. Whatever. Hello, guys. My husband, Louis. Hello, Louis. A.K.A. Alpino Gioia. Alpino Gioia.
Oscar, Alpino, how would you say G-I-O-I-A? G-I-O-I-A.
G-E-O-I. G-E-O-I. E-O-I. E-O-I.
G-I-O-I-A. 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 Alpino was his name. There was a name-o who's hard to pronounce. Alpino was his name.
Oh.
G-I-O. All right. He's a huge supporter of your show. I've seen the name before.
Yes.
We've been doing this long enough, and we've got a small enough fan base where I know people by name in many cases. We've had a tough year. Alpino has been steadfast and has never ceased his efforts taking care of our whole family.
Is it Ahoya? Ahoya?
Alpino Goya? Goya?
Ahoya?
Goya.
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 Not Goya.
Delicious beans from Goya.
Ahoya.
No, see, that's you. Now you're being. That's not good.
We're not
you're
all not the same.
Supposed to do that.
No, well, that's the brand name.
I know. anyway, he's been our own Atlas, holding up the sky for us. It would mean the world to us if you'd give him a belated Father's Day shout out. Thank you so much, Erica Giambruno. Okay, what are they playing with me here with these vowels? Let's go. The Erica Giambruno Alpino.
Happy birthday, Lewis.
Lewis.
Is it
thank you.
Is it L-U-I-S or L-U-W-I?
What's with the 500 different names? Are they married or what?
Is it L-U-I-S?
I don't like to. What is it?
Is it Lewis or Luis?
It's Lewis. L-E-W-I-S.
Okay.
Like Jerry.
And Erica, I assume Erica is using a maiden name to.
Mike, I would have to guess. I don't know.
They can't all be O'Mara, Mike. They can't all be O'Mara.
I go back to a simpler time when people used to get married and the woman.
Respectfully,
would
Mike.
Take the man's name.
Exactly.
It was mandatory.
How long did it take Carla? It took my wife a year.
You ever get the names of anchor women on TV do it too?
Yes.
That's it for our 5 o'clock news. My name is Rosemary Finin Sliding. Thank you.
I'll never forget when I told Carrie and we told her mom that we were going to be married, and he said, And what's his name? Spiewak. She's like, good God.
And Vanessa Rob, did she take your name right away?
She did.
Okay, my wife took about a year.
And she her email is still in her maiden name.
Carla took a while.
Yeah.
And didn't take still hasn't changed her driver's license. Greetings, Team TMOS. Recent conversations about sound quality. Oh no. Raised a question. First off, you guys sound like you're in the same room. It's amazing. Some shows, like The Junkies, sound like they are on Skype with bad audio. Are they doing Skype? Is that how they're? Are they in different places? Or
they're
all
in their own homes.
Okay, I
cannot confirm if they're using what technology.
I'm not up there, so I don't.
Yeah, they're all in their own homes.
Mm-hmm. If you guys are able to sound like you're in the same room, why do the big time news shows have such big delay when talking to their field reporters or a guest from another location? Why do we have to watch them hold their ear and nod for a few seconds while they listen to the delayed question? Seems like technology should have caught up by now. Please advise. Thanks. Mark from Alexandria. Mark, there is a delay in our audio here as well. We kind of assume that when I say something, it's going to be a second or two. So the guys jump in real early. They do a great job with that. And that's how we compensate for that. When you're doing a TV report via satellite and you're far, far away, and far, far away can be Wolf Blitzer in New York talking to somebody in California, or that's where the delay is. It doesn't always work that way. Yes, Oscar Santana.
So as one of the Podcast Village team members that does a live shot from Dominique Foxworth's house at least 2 to 3 times a week for ESPN, I can tell you that the multiple variables you have to account for is infrastructure, which is your internet speed, and if people can get fiber to their home.
Right.
And you can account for technology. If and when the pandemic hit, if the companies move fast enough in order to acquire the hardware devices that are specialty hardware that they don't make in mass, were sold out right away. So if somebody has that piece of equipment in their house and they're not waiting 8 months for them to be made again.
Yeah, the thing that's special about our Podcast Village studios that we come into is that I have fiber optic down here in Florida. Rob has it in Leesburg. Mm-hmm. And Oscar makes the magic happen up in our DC studio, our home base, with Twine. Yeah.
Well,
that's how working out right
now. Actually, it's actually working very well. I would say that the one problem we have with even Bristol is there are people that it used to be like a 20-man control room or 20-woman control room. There's only 6 people that are allowed in that room. So these big production houses like CNN or MSNBC or Fox, where you see this long delay, there are literally people running from one side of the other to the room, depending on the control room, to
because they're limited with their
the resources.
Right, right. That's the way it works. But I think we do a good job, and we're really picky about it. Hence the me coming in when I wanted to see my son, and I thought it was low volume. I still don't get that. It's my own computer. It's my own trip.
And there's another factor.
I got it from all of you.
There's another factor at play here is that TV people, especially on-air people, are stupid. And that slows things down, too.
Thank you. Moving right along. Fellows, I've been wanting to compliment your use of the instrumental Kemosabe as the bed for the KC JJ promo you occasionally run. I knew it from somewhere, but just couldn't recall where until I remembered we had the song on a compilation album that my dad got as a premium when he bought Firestone tires.
Now, you know, this is funny because Carrie's dad was a tire dealer. And I have like 12 consecutive year Christmas albums, Merry Christmas from Firestone. And
really?
They're horrible. Just rotten.
He said he's pretty sure that Sukiyaki was on there, too. Good stuff.
This was a top 40 hit from, like, 1963.
Soothing.
It's very nice. Kui Sakamoto is the artist.
Firestone?
It sounds like the music. It sounds like the music you would hear in an Asian restaurant.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Or in a tire dealership.
I used to remember, like, going downtown, maybe older restaurants.
Yes.
Older Asian restaurants would play this kind of music.
Something out of Mad Men. This is what they would play on Mad Men if somebody, they walked into a Chinese restaurant back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have to buy tires to get it.
I think we better move on.
Yes.
Joe Parsons, thank you for that. Hey, guys, I was listening to the episode entitled Pony Force and heard about the butter in Rob's fridge. He said he usually keeps 3 to 4 pounds.
Yeah.
Jesus, Rob, I just checked our refrigerator. And because my wife is a cake decorator and a cupcake decorator, our main refrigerator has over 27 pounds of butter in it. 27 pounds of butter, Rob. 27. Holy moly, 4 pounds. Jeez, please. You're a lightweight, if you'll forgive the phrase. Ha, ha, ha. Denny G.
I'm down to under 2 pounds, so I got to hit the store
Denny,
this week.
Denny G. Dear Mailbag, please extend warm birthday wishes last Sunday to my friend Doug Carlson. By the way, ladies, he is single, owns his own home in a grove of pine trees. That's a funny detail. Operates a successful business, is a national barbecue judge. Boy, you know, I wasn't going to date him, but the pine trees were his houses and the fact that he judges barbecue. Yeah. He has his own personal barbecue shed and cares deeply for his parents who live just up the road. Doug Carlson, good guy. Happy birthday, Doug. Is it really spelled D-U-G?
It is. I've gambled with Doug. He's a nice fellow.
Oh, yeah. And happy 61st birthday. The leader... Key leader of the TMOS pack, Michael Sean Patrick O'Meara, was yesterday. Salute. 2 days ago.
Monday. Sorry.
Monday. Dirk Vastrick, Spokane Valley, Washington. Thanks, Dirk. One guy that sent in a birthday meme. So it's diminishing. I'm seeing signs of it's just fading to nothing. No one will know me in 10 years. Hello, gentlemen.
You'll Alice just be alone McNeese. In the grove of you'll be alone in the grove
in
of
the
pine
grove. Alice McNeese turned 5 years old on June 14th. This has been a big year for her. She started her first year of school. Well, that probably didn't go that way.
Can I just quickly touch on something?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm not, we haven't talked about this. I'm not reading ahead. I don't know.
Yes.
Did you feel like this year's birthday was a zero birthday, both online, like as people wishing you happy birthday on Facebook and in person?
Yes.
Okay. As a man whose birthday landed in the smack dab, like apex of the pandemic.
Right.
March 30th.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the middle of it, the thick of it.
Oh, the heat.
Yes.
I usually get about 1,000 birthday greetings.
Right.
I get roughly 230 during the pandemic. So if you saw a tick down on your birthday greetings.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did.
It's not personal to you. It's people aren't at work anymore dicking around.
Yeah, it's crisis.
They're actually at home working and dealing with their families. So they don't have time to say, you know, I should wish my favorite talk show host a happy birthday.
Doesn't make me feel any better.
I'm just letting you know there are extenuating circumstances.
Everyone's in the barbecue shed in the pine grove. Yeah. There's no time.
It's frustrating, you know. But I, you know,
it makes for a lonely birthday.
Well, that and you know, here's my glasses cleaner that I got.
Oh, I didn't know how to brush too. That's fancy.
Seems like he has everything, Mrs. O'Meara. I don't think he needs anything.
Well, no, really what you're missing here.
Cleaning the screen. Look. And it goes right back into the...
Oh, look at that.
Oscar, don't you know that on Sunday night, Carlos said, we need another gift. Let's check the drawer.
Oh, wait, I got this.
Oh, look, a glasses cleaner.
No, this is to, this is a glasses caddy.
Oh, looked like something that might save your marriage.
You dirty birdie. You dirty birdie. Let me get back to the letter.
Please, let's.
Alice McNeese turns 5 years old on June 14th. This has been a big year. She's got the first year of school. Learn what a pandemic is and learn why Black Lives Matter. That's nice. In years past, Charlie has stopped by to say happy birthday, and Donald Duck has sneezed for her. This year, I'm not sure who should stop by. Mayor for Life, Marion Barry? Probably not a great time for that impression right now.
Come on.
Probably not.
William Jefferson Clinton, Larry King. I don't know what the kids are into these days. I leave it to you. Thank you, and best regards, as always. Childless Uncle Henry Jenkins. Let's bring in...
Oh, you have, you have an idea?
I have an idea. Although I didn't prepare my studio the way I should. I have an idea. Why don't we bring in... Winslow, our brand new dog, all right?
Oh, great.
Oh, sweet.
I love Carla, really love little Michael, and hate Daddy. Bye.
Bye, Winslow.
That was good to
Homer,
see you.
Homer.
It is fear. I found that out yesterday. You kind of hit under a chair when I came into the room. Nothing I can do about that.
I used to be that way when I was an intern, though. So
I remember that. You were afraid. And I hold in my hand our final letter. Woo! Here it is here. Yay. Woo! Yay. Woo!
May a diseased yak fly up your sister's hoop skirt. All right. Hi, fellas. Listening to Maddie's pinch-hit home run on the show last Thursday regarding Pete Davidson reminded me of Earl Weaver's remarks on the value of Terry Crowley to the Baltimore Orioles. Do you still have that tape handy? All right. There were there is a tape of Earl Weaver where he knew it wasn't going to air. And he was just doing it for in-house. And Earl Weaver was a potty mouth. A lot of managers in baseball. Baseball, the worst language of any sport. Truly potty mouth. So Earl Weaver is a guy that was talking about Terry Crowley, who was this big fat player that couldn't do anything, couldn't run bases. But they it got out, right? How do you know the genesis of
how it got out? What happened is that this is before YouTube. This is really before the internet. And it was passed around. Cassette tape to cassette tape to cassette
radio
tape.
Stations
and disc jockeys and stuff like that. And so, Mike, if we can, let's take a visit to
the Earl of Baltimore,
corner.
One of the greatest managers of all time.
With Earl Weaver.
Hi, everybody. This is Earl Weaver with Manager's Corner.
Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C. wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Terry Crowley's lucky he's in f***ing baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the f***ing goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his f***ing ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan, and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the f***ing ninth. So if this f***er would mind his own business and let me manage the f***ing team, we'd be a lot better off.
Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where the f*** her next lay's coming from rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she'd get her ass out of the f***ing bars at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a f*** stuck in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go f*** yourself in the f*** with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball f***ing Network.
The Manager's Corner with Earl Weaver is heard 20 minutes before every Orioles regular season game.
The thing that I love so bad about that is that someone took the time to produce it with the open and the close.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. It's fun. That's what fun is. That's what we used to do. We used to have fun. We'll take a break and we'll come back with, speaking of fun, more fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Summertime is fun time, and you can savor the great taste of summer by shopping at the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. Just click the shopping banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you have instant access to Target and Walmart and all the ingredients you need for a refreshing Billie Eilish eyelash frappuccino. Because nowadays, being a blue hair doesn't mean you're old. Just pour a quart of almond milk into a Doc Martens brand boot.
add cumin, a small human, a photo of Harry Truman, a song by Gary Newman, and the beard of Sig Ruman. Agitate and strain through a tennis racket. Chill with dry ice, warm with wet ice, and chill out with vanilla ice. Add red hots, 4 shards of glass, copper dust, old rusty BBs, and Kraft baby marshmallows. Serve in a leather ramekin and enjoy. Follow me for more recipes at the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. Another summertime taste treat from Kraft.
Mike, that has to stop right now.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Excuse me. You. Sorry about that. This portion of the program brought to you by Liquid IV. Man, it's a hot time in Florida. I am talking about my whole house is sweating and dehydration occurs daily in 3 out of 4 people. You hear about it a lot, especially during this time of year. Summer is upon us. With Liquid IV, you have the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. Each serving helps you get as much hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Plus, it's backed with potassium, vitamin C, and other vitamins to help your body defend against infections. Proper hydration can boost your immunity. One serving of Liquid IV provides 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana. It's healthier than sugary sports drinks. It has no artificial flavors or preservatives, and less sugar than an apple. It's made with clean ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. Plus, you're going to love the taste, and it's good for you. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco, or here's what I want you to do. Get 25% off when you go to Liquid IV. What is this music you're playing?
It's Summer Madness by Kool and the Gang.
Okay. Or you can get 25, sounds like elevator music. Or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So get better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code TMOS.
Every morning, I mix a batch with ice cubes. It stays cold all day. Of course, it never lasts that long. It's fantastic. Can't beat it.
Delish. I want to thank everybody for getting back to me. Are you okay, Oscar?
Yeah.
Oscar looked like he was brooding over there.
I was monitoring signals. Strong for everybody.
How are you doing? I want to make sure you work hard. You work as hard as anybody.
Yes.
Running around. We tape earlier now because you have to get off to all your other duties you have here.
No, that's not why we tape earlier.
Why do we tape earlier?
So you can play golf earlier.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it worked out for you as well. I don't have to tape earlier.
No, if we have a set schedule, works well for everybody, so we all know when we have to be.
Oh, but I really don't.
Yeah,
I don't have to. That's not why I thought.
Oh, then we'd love to do 9. That'd be awesome.
I thought it was we were doing it for everybody, but
no.
I'd be getting back to you.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm great.
You've had a resting bitch face for most of the week, and I worry about you because I don't think you do it on purpose. But right. I think so. Like the other day, I noticed it, and I mentioned it to Oscar if he was okay, and I've noticed it this week. You know when you notice me when I'm in a really bad mood?
Yes.
I notice when you're kind of brooding, you're thinking about things, you're looking at your phone.
It's my thinking face.
What's going on in
earlier
your world?
In the week we had a signal issue that was very evident if you were watching the Facebook Live. Like you won't ever hear it on the podcast at all, where you were dropping out. And I was concerned. I was like, holy ass, what's happening? There's a bunch of construction outside our front door on Wisconsin. And there's a building being put in literally next to the CVS. So a lot of lines are being cut during the day. We've had dropouts.
And also we've had 2 bad days of thunderstorms in the D.C. area. And I hate to say it, but the Washington, D.C. infrastructure is so fragile that
Do you believe that's true?
I have fixed that for our building.
I
went on the fire escape for this old building. It was built in 1934. I went on the rotting fire escape.
Older than that.
I went on the rotting fire escape, and there was a little latch that covered all of the coaxial coming into the building that was open to the environment.
No!
And I went out there, and I'll tell you how I fixed it. One, I found the cap that had fallen the 4 stories down into what is the reservoir of our building.
The ravine.
The ravine. Found the cap, climbed all the way back up. I put it back on, and then I bought some Flex Seal tape, the ones you see on commercial.
Flex Seal, the guy that advertises
Flex with Seal. The alligator tank.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who built a boat out of tape. And I used that tape.
I have never met an individual that wants to do home projects more than he does. That's incredible. He's the MacGyver.
Building. the building is in such amazing shape because it is over 100 years old,
yes,
Oscar.
Yes, it is.
Oscar and I, after a rainy season one time, had to go up on the roof and pick up the tar paper to make the water go off the roof because it had puddled. It had coagulated. It had become a mosquito breeding farm. And it's not even tar paper. It's like rubber sheeting, and we had to dump it off the roof. I mean, that's how – it's a flat roof that was just holding water. That's how it is over there.
My God almighty.
So right now, what I was looking at my phone is the power of our signal. If we didn't have any issues, but I hear construction outside.
Oh, so you're getting ahead of it.
And I'm like, oh, this thing breaks while we're doing it. I'm going to be so pissed.
I think that, you actually kind of have to rely on yourself. Last night here in the house, the temperature was 81 degrees inside my domicile.
Jesus Christ.
Hasn't first class air conditioning fixed it?
Do you remember? Yes. He remembers the name. They came out yesterday. All right, you remember.
Yes.
All right, we're going to go down the line. All right. Dishwasher. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sink in the kitchen, broken.
Jesus.
Last week we talked about the refrigerator.
Yes.
$300 repair to the microwave. Washer dryer didn't work. 81 degrees in the house yesterday. Man came out to look at it and informed me that this is not an inexpensive repair.
Oh my God.
For the coil. The coil has gone bad. It's leaking.
God.
Now, this is a...
Here's a song for you from U2. Perhaps you remember it. It's called Lemon.
Lemon.
Lemon. How do these Fs know to move out right before everything was going to break?
Well, that's why
I never saw them. I never had anything, but it's... Now, this system is from 2012. That makes it, what, 8 years old? That's not... That's well within the shelf life of an air conditioning
How long
system.
Do they have? 20 years?
I think it's 20,
10 to 15 years.
Oh, okay. Man, that's brutal. Is it Carrier? What brand? What do we got? What do we got working?
It's Lennox. Which
that's,
is...
That's a known brand, right? I thought they made dishes.
I don't know.
That's a different Lennox, I think.
So that's what
I
dealt
with
yesterday.
That's a wedding registry like in the 80s. Yeah. Lennox.
Yes. And it's great.
You can't stop a train. I know that.
Overnight? Beautiful. When sun goes down, everything gets cool. It's great. It seems to be working. And then about 5 o'clock till 9 o'clock,
right?
It's the sweet spot of heat. Like, you know, that's what it is.
When it's dark, it's not that hot anymore.
It's almost as if the sun has something to do with it.
I've become desensitized to it.
Well, you would probably look. In fairness, if I was you, I'd be raging and stomping around that house.
You can't. You don't have any.
Because you don't have energy because you're too hot.
You sign the papers. You can't call the people back and go, by the way, your air conditioner sucks.
Is there a warranty on the unit? Like an extended warranty?
No.
Mike, that would be a great call.
And it wouldn't transfer if there was.
It wouldn't transfer
to a new home.
Great call. Yeah. If you could somehow figure out a way to contact the previous owners. Hi. Mm-hmm. This is... Mike O'Mara, I bought your house. Your air conditioner
broken.
Sucks.
That's all it would do. That's all I'd be able to say to us.
What's a call? I think a service call is roughly like, what, $150 these days?
Yeah, just to get them out there.
Right?
Yeah.
So then...
$95 for the one guy. Yeah, $95.
When someone tells you, can you get a second opinion?
I will have to, but that'll cost money as well. Mm-hmm. And I've got another guy from the same company coming out Thursday to put a second set of eyes out from First Class.
Does First Class allow you to apply the $95 to the ultimate repair?
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger suite?
Who's handling this charade?
I'm doing this one, sort of. I did it yesterday.
You gotta lean
in,
Mike.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, lean into this one.
And by the way, when it's 100 degrees down here, I do feel for the guys that do that for a living. But at the same time, you know, you would think if something breaks that's that expensive, a part that a $1,500 repair, $1,500, you would think, if you're telling me that the shelf life of this unit is 8 to 10, that's incorrect. Because if you have an over 1,000, that means it hasn't worked.
Mike, no, this screams to catch a contractor. Like, really, 2020's done episodes about this.
But here's the thing. I have used this company for over a decade.
Maybe you got a bad album. Maybe management changed. Something's up.
Well, this is the second guy that's come out and taken a look at it. And that's why I got a third guy. And if I'm not satisfied with that, I'll get another company to come in here and take a look at
it. Acme.
And maybe they should change their name to Business Class.
Yes, Business Class. Business Class as opposed to first. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, yeah. But, you know, hey, look, it could be worse. I could have had
Spirit air conditioning.
I could have had a poopy birthday and have a dog that hates me that just came into the house that I'm taking care of for the rest of his life. Life is good. Couldn't be better. Pandemic 2020 FML. Hey, Mike, everybody.
Look on the bright side. If the house stays at 85 degrees, his life won't be that long.
Yeah. Oh, yes or no. His will be fine. I'm the one that'll be like, you know, where's Mike? He's in his easy chair. We'll take a break and come back with more of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Imagine a cocktail party, but not just any cocktail party. One that stretches from coast to coast.
Okay.
It's a TMOS cocktail party. This Friday at 7 on the east and 4 on the left. And all you have to do is kick back, relax, and enjoy your favorite libation. You could have a Rob Roy with Rob A, Sangria with Serena, Cavassier with Carla, or a Jameson with three named Jason. How about tequila with Tony, a Pilsner with Preissner, or a Shirley Temple with Shebe? No, this isn't a place to nosh on fabulous fruit fritters. It's a way for you to wind down for the week and get your drink on. So come for the fun this Friday, live on Facebook or at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Everybody gonna get it, get it, get it.
That's just silly.
I am looking forward to that. It's going to be tomorrow night, starting 7 p.m. Eastern time. Be there at B Square. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Noom. Crash diets are always temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part, they've got a great food database. You're going to love it. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home. It's the best. Oscar loves Noom. Carla loves Noom. You are going to love Noom and you're going to look better. You don't have to change it all in one day.
Love yourself, people.
Yeah, yes. If you try to change it all in one day, it's probably not going to be that successful. You make small steps, you make big progress. Sign up today for your trial at Noom. That is Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. And we thank you. I would like to pay a compliment to my bride. Carla has found a niche. She has discovered a new career, and she's doing very, very well with it. And initially it began as getting out there and giving facials, which she still does, and doing skincare for people. That is, it's a passion for her. It has evolved into her doing face skin consultations online with tons of people, and she's doing a great job, and she's steering people in the right direction, and she's working now on really it's Tuesdays and Thursdays for her and Saturdays. That's the and I have determined now that as much as I was looking forward to her getting back into the workforce to, you know, to row the boat, pull the weight,
extra horsepower to the O'Mara machine.
A little horsepower is good. I didn't realize that this was now going to be Monday through Friday, but Tuesday would be the day where she actually goes out and does stuff.
Right.
And then when she comes home, she's talking to people on the phone.
She's working.
She's directing them towards skincare products. She's doing all of this, and she is loving it. But and I'm happy. I'm proud of her. But I have become even more irrelevant than I've ever been before.
Look, you are, how do I put this? You've been spoiled. The first 3 years of a business are brutal. You know this as an entrepreneur.
Yes, sure, I understand.
And this is the time to make hay, right?
She's hustling.
Now,
everybody's getting attention. Is getting attention. Everybody except me.
Is this her master plan to, in the long run, have a nest egg to leave you? I wouldn't say that's the case.
Doesn't work that way. Have you looked at the actuarial tables? No, it doesn't work that way. Not to leave me. No, this is just
you do the leaving, not her.
No, she put the roots down. She got a dog. She's staying.
Right now, she's working with people. To have a space.
What are you missing from her that she? Because she's still in the home, right?
I'm missing companionship. Yes.
Aren't you gone most of the day?
Well, yes, on the days that I play golf with my friends.
Okay.
But then in the evening, you know, the quiet. Last night, she worked up until right about nine o'clock at night.
Maybe some West Coast games.
Has the gaming slowed down?
The gaming for what?
Like Trouble.
Oh, we didn't know. We didn't play Trouble last night.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, you are a creature of
habit.
I
hear in the background, she's going,
well, you should have been a routine. You should have had some routine to skin. If you do that, you should have a toner, just a face wash. That's the way. I wouldn't do it to run away, would you? Are you doing that regularly? Thank you, Daniel. I'll talk to you again. Thank you.
And she comes in and goes, I'm going to bed. I'm just like, there you go. Proud of her, though. She's doing a fine job.
Oh, but you're lonely.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, but look, unfortunately, the financial realities are what they are, and I'm glad she's working.
Don't clip those wings.
You know, whether you're doing something you love, you won't work a day in your life.
Yeah.
So what I have is my son, who's like, I'm bored, Dad. And then I've got the new mutant dog.
Yeah.
So I might be in a dip. I might be in a little dip. Might be in a little bit of a dip
Do you ever say to Michael, I'm bored? I'm bored, son.
I'm bored too.
You know, Daddy'd like to watch Scarface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, can you just go somewhere with the dog? He can't.
When is the best age to introduce him to a movie like Bonnie and Clyde?
We're thinking now, speaking of that real quick, because we've got to take a break here.
Yeah.
I'm thinking there's that. Did anybody see that Apple, I think it's Apple TV Plus movie with Tom Hanks, the Battleship one?
Yes.
Have you seen the promo for that?
I haven't seen the movie. I've seen the promo.
I don't think it's out yet. And it's really, Michael loves like tanks and battleships.
There
and
is
all
a movie
that.
Called Battleship, which, by the way, if you're okay with like just general violence but not grotesque, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Really? And
it based on the game?
That.
No, there. So yeah, it's robots.
E4.
Aliens come from outer space.
No, I want to watch it. I don't want to watch robots and aliens. I don't like robots and aliens.
But except
War of the Worlds. I love War of the Worlds.
There's lots of glorified battleship and overall.
Well, this one is like a World War II with Tom Hanks and U-boats.
There are no U-boats. There are futuristic boats in this one.
Right. I can't wait for the news story that Tom Hanks is related to Douglas MacArthur.
Okay, we have to take a break. That's true. He's going to start promoting it. Wait, ladies and gentlemen, what he just said was sarcastic and spot on. It'll probably happen next week. We'll have to get the release date of it, and then when that gets closer,
we'll
be a Tom Hanks story in the news. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on The Michael Barra Show. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Gilligan's Island represents the apex of Western culture. Dixie Carter once beat me to within an inch of my life. I like Brazil nuts.
Hey, we won the war.
The best soup comes in a can. So do I. Ozzy and Harriet, canceled. You heard it first here, folks. The TMOS bonus show is what you need. Sure, boy. Subscribe today at MikeOMaraShow.com. Big funny, small money. You can't miss.
We won the war.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the bonus packages. Let's talk about 12. Hey, Rob, hit the 12 music.
Oh, okay. Here we go, Mike.
12.
12 is amazing.
It is.
12 disciples. 12 angry men. 12 days of Christmas.
Yes.
The 12th night. 12 months in a year. And this Friday, it's the return of the TMOS Cocktail Party, episode 12.0. That's a dozen, cousin. All the guys, all the wives, and noted Florida zealot Todd Moore add a few surprises. Really? Are there surprises I know about?
Not yet. I'll tell you about the surprises.
I don't know either, Mike.
Yes, the bonus show is better than ever. So grab your favorite potent potable and jump in with us. It live streams for free following Friday's 7 p.m. show. But then paywall, baby, so you got to subscribe to the 6th uncensored TMOS episode every week.
Do it.
Just click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Also, there are nearly 500 other commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows available to you for just pennies a day. And a subscription just might cure your warts.
Your hideous warts.
It couldn't hurt. It's your passport to the assport. Copyright 2020. TMOS. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I guarantee it. And now back to Knott's Landing, already in progress.
News!
Boo! That's a little loud, isn't it? We've already dealt with a killer virus, murder hornets, and now a huge cloud of dust hitting the U.S. this week. So this would be the year for a mythical creature to finally show itself, wouldn't it?
Yes.
This is big for someone who used to care about this a lot when I was a kid. A new high-def photo of what could be the Loch Ness Monster is making the rounds online. And I looked at it. I did a dive on it.
And?
Nothing really definitive. Some people think it's legit, but even the photographer is a skeptic. He took it last year on vacation in Scotland. Last year? Why are we seeing it now?
Mm.
Lazy.
He just shared it online. You can lazy. You can you can only see its back sticking out of the water. And at first, it looks like it could be the size of a whale. But the guy who took it says he was only 30 feet away, and it was around 8 feet long. So the size might be an optical illusion. He thinks it was just a big fish or maybe a seal. Other people think he's lying and that it's photoshopped.
Oh,
so who knows?
Maybe he was preparing his film and his reel for a legacy box. He's like, wait a second. I can make one of these fake storylines.
Sell
this to the sun.
And also, I'm not hearing enough lately about the Jersey Devil. I'm still worried about that.
What's the Jersey Devil?
The Jersey Devil is a mythical creature that lives in the Pine Barrens of New Jersey and will kill you.
What kind of creature lives in the felony flats of Spokane, Washington?
The TMOS listener.
Thank you. Jimmy Kimmel's been getting some heat for blackface sketches that he did back in the 90s on The Man Show, particularly his impersonations of Karl Malone, Oprah, and Snoop Dogg, and he hasn't addressed it until now. He issued an apology yesterday, calling the sketches thoughtless and embarrassing, and he admitted he didn't speak out sooner because he didn't want his apology to be perceived as a victory by, quote, those who equate apologies with weakness and cheer for leaders who use prejudice to divide us. He added that he didn't mean to be racist or hurtful when he did those sketches. He thought of them as, quote, impersonations of celebrities and nothing more. I can relate to that. I get that. And he said he's not going to stop criticizing social injustice. Quote, I won't be bullied into silence by those who feign outrage to advance their oppressive and genuinely racist agendas. I am with Jimmy. I think Jimmy Kimmel's a good guy. And I like what he stands for. And I think he knows he did
wrong. If you come from the world of like hot talk.
And then, if hot dog was a format,
I love
I'm
hot
in.
Dog. Hot yeah. talk, right. Or even.
And he did. Jimmy Kimmel came from the radio.
Or even like your morning show, Zany Morning Show, which was Kevin and Bean. He was known for. You have stuff. Like we've said stuff that just is completely inappropriate in the last 20 years.
You could go back in our careers and you would be stunned at what we say.
The question is if you've evolved or not. Thank you.
Right.
That's the key. And I'm on Team Kimmel. Keep doing what you're doing. You're funny, you're sensitive. I think you're a good guy. That's the way I feel about Jimmy Kimmel. So that's that. Did you want to say something, Rob?
I was going to say it sort of calls back to what we talked about at the front of the show, is that he doesn't want this to be used as an opportunity for the people that really do hate.
Yeah, to shut
him
down.
Don't let it happen. Yeah.
No, don't let that happen, Jimmy.
A lot of wisdom.
We all know that concerts, movies, and other large public gatherings are going to change. The question is how. According to Britain's Mirror tabloid, the music industry is hoping to get concerts up and running by the fall, and they might be doing it by having fans walk through a disinfectant mist on their way to the venue. Temperature taking and masks could also be part of the new normal. Now, why are you giving a look like that? Why?
There's no way that can be effective because the way the virus spreads is when you cough and sneeze.
But if you're wearing a mask and you go through the disinfectant, it might be overkill, but that's the way it is. Masks, man. I'm sorry. Do the mask if you want to.
Yeah, do the mask. I don't know if the mist is going to help.
Okay. I like the Mist. I believe in it.
I don't know. I went to a couple Fall Out Boy concerts, and I think even before COVID, like maybe like a disinfected Mist with a light pine scent might have been nice.
The 4th of July is still more than a week out, but social media is already flooded with people complaining about fireworks waking them up, waking their kids up, or scaring their pets.
Yeah.
I stand on the side of people bitching about the fireworks.
Yeah, I do too.
Obviously, it's nothing new. It always happens around the 4th, but it seems like it's even more common this year. This is people that can't wait for their f***ing dessert, okay? Come on, you children, toddlers.
Yeah, toddlers.
New York City has had 426 times more noise complaints in June than the same time last year, and it's up in other cities too, including L.A., Vegas, Chicago, and Boston. Hundreds of people in New York sat outside the mayor's mansion Monday night and honked their horns to wake him up just so he'd know how it feels. And yesterday he announced the city is cracking down on illegal fireworks. So why is it such a problem this year? Well, noise complaints are up in general during the lockdown because everyone's home and there's less traffic to drown things out and just wanting to get outside and blow off steam is a factor. But there are also fewer fireworks displays planned this year. That has nothing to do with it. People just can't wait. Fourth of July, set off your fireworks.
I'm going to go get that. There's a plywood bin outside of the bar and I'm going to buy
it. Unless you're in Maine. I think it's safe harbor.
But in Maine,
we waited on the 4th.
But that store screams, let's do it again, baby. Let's do it again.
Two nights before, like 9:30, right? We have an early night. We have an early night two nights before the 4th of July, and somebody goes bat S right in our backyard.
Hey, why don't wait? Let's let them off now because I'm drunk.
And now a little something-something. A farmer from India said he spotted a snake slithering around his bedroom floor Monday night. He caught it. And he released it outside. The man said he returned to his bedroom and found three more snakes in his bed.
No!
He searched for the source of the serpent invasion and ended up discovering about 40 snakes living inside his air conditioner.
Mm. Oh, no.
Maybe that's what happened to mine.
Terrifying.
Anyway, he said he was able to extract the snakes with the help of neighbors and release the reptiles in a nearby wooded area. A local veterinarian said a mother snake had apparently laid eggs inside the air conditioner, which had not been in use for several months, and they recently hatched. Oh, God. When asked about the snakes in the air conditioner, the farmer said he thought they were really cool. Get it?
My God. Get it?
They're really cool. Because they've been chilling. Air conditioner.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're covered with the Freon.
Talk about a bad coil. What?
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
In the last few episodes of TMOS, Mike and Rob both celebrated Father's Day, and Drab T-Shirt is having twins. Is Shannon going to press her Oscar for a bun in the oven or just a working oven in her kitchen? Mike had an intermittent birthday, got a new dog that shows intermittent affection, and has intermittent air conditioning in his house. Will this doom his intermittent fasting? Oscar Santana is a known monster and has single-handedly ruined carny careers. Will Todd Moore be next? Confused? You won't be after this week's episode of The Mike O'Meara Show Cocktail Party.
Thank you. That was nice to the point.
Nice update.
I like those.
Like that.
I like the writing on that. That's Chris Pontani who wrote that. Thank you, Chris.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Talking Heads. Hello, I'm Mike O'Meara, and I like heads. Heads are good. Really, really fine. You wanted it read like that, didn't you?
I did.
I think they're really fine. But when they talk, I love them, and why not? You do, too. Because it's the new craze that's sweeping the nation. It's spreading like makeup on President Trump's shirt collar. It's the TMOS talking head. A big chance to talk to the big three on TMOS. It could be you, so don't F it up. And you may ask yourself, well, how would it work then? It's easy. Just join us on the show via Zoom, and for one shining moment, you can be one quarter by volume, not weight, of America's most beloved podcast. Same as it ever was. Just send a sternly worded email to rob@mikeomarashow.com with a few words about yourself and all of your contact info. All of it with everything left in and nothing left out. And you may be hearing from us. Let us know. We look forward to seeing your head talk. Now get busy. It's the TMOS Talking Head.
We want your head to talk. Talk, head, talk. Thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, as they say in the Midwest.
When are you going over? Friday? Well, he might be by Tuesday, but I'm not sure whether it's going to be Wednesday or Friday. Well, when are you coming over? Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. I'll be over Saturday. When did you get back? When did you get back? When did you get back?
And the Hall of Famer of the NFL, Sonny Jurgensen, proves it's also a North Carolina thing. Because he says it as well.
True, true.
Yes, Sunday, June 24th. This is Wednesday, June 24th.
Take it away. Had an argument with my dad last night. He thought yesterday was Wednesday. So time is moving at a different clip.
Today is Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
Yeah. It gets screwy with the Covey and being at home. It does.
Dateline, Michigan, Mike, the Mooville Petting Zoo.
Ooh, cow.
They had a goat robbery.
Oh, no.
Six goats were stolen. How will they crack the case? Well, when the teenagers put pictures of the goats on social media.
One of the teens had posted a picture of himself with one of the goats, and I think that's pretty much how we caught him. The parents and the teens all went back to Mooville.
Mooville
decided not to press charges. Seems other parents were going to take control of the situation with their teens.
I love the fact Mooville. A news story. Mooville has decided not to press charges.
The parents and the teens went back to Mooville. You could see that walk of shame, couldn't you? Come on, put it in the back of the car. Put it in the back of the SUV.
Pull your pants up. Daddy. Wow. Wow. Also in animal news, an 86-year-old woman in Rhode Island took her stimulus money and to cheer up her neighborhood, spent all of it on stuffed animals and set up a virtual zoo in her front yard.
I took my stimulus money and I have built a zoo in the front yard. That's a mama tiger, so she's small. So I just love animals, that's all. People are walking up and down the street looking very sad. And I thought, well, what can I do? I'm handicapped. I can't go out there and do anything. Oh, but people love animals.
Yeah, I looked at it and I know that people are going to be really happy after a couple thunderstorms and those stuffed animals are soggy. Moldy. Falling apart.
Oh, you're a heartless animal.
Just trying to think ahead. You know what? Mm-hmm. Statuary might have been better.
Statuary, yeah. Make them out of plaster.
Well, not plaster. Then you just get like paste.
Well, let's move on for Christmas.
They're closing down so many Starbucks, but they're also trying to stay healthy in these times.
In an effort to create a more sustainable menu, Starbucks has announced it will expand the availability of oat milk. It's just one of the many options they'll always be out of.
So keep that in mind the next time you drive through. Mike, good news. They were lying. They're bringing back Unsolved Mysteries to Netflix, a 6-episode run.
Nice.
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were lying.
I'm a bit sad. Now they're both gone.
Yeah.
Bean quit and they fired the other guy. That's a familiar scenario, isn't it? Is that familiar?
Yeah,
one guy quits and then they fire the other guy.
Like later.
There you go. Sometimes they wait a year.
Mike, in dramatic writing, it's called a trope. Right. Anyway, Netflix has dropped the trailer. 6 episodes will drop on July 1st.
I like that show. That's a good show.
The truth.
Oh, by the way, Patton's.
Yeah,
Patton's show. I'll be there when you're out or whatever. I wish I had it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. This is the show that's coming up on HBO that his wife did about the Zodiac Killer.
Golden State Killer.
Mm-hmm. The Golden State Killer. And Patton's a big part of this. I think he's a producer of it. We'll talk about it tomorrow because I want to give Patton a plug. Can we get him on to talk about that? I'd love to do that.
I'll reach out to him again. I will. Absolutely. Right. Mike, the trailer for the new Unsolved Mission, it looks good. And people don't know because you go back. We are so flooded now with reality program and Kill Your Husband mystery shows. This was the only one for a long time. So it's still the gold standard. So I will definitely be there.
Okay? We have somebody that was taping a special next door.
Oh, nice.
Somebody's coming in here. Come on.
Oh, really?
All right, come on in. Come on in. Here you go. There he is.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, so sweet.
Hello, Winslow. Winslow.
Hello, Winslow.
Winslow.
Hi, Michael. Winslow.
Hello, Winslow.
Winslow. Winslow.
Hello, Winslow. Don't make eye contact with me.
He's like, leave me alone. Look.
Hello. Hello, love.
Would you try using a sweet voice?
Yeah, what if you don't look at the camera?
Hi, Winslow.
Oh, see? He's like, oh, I love you.
No, he's not, Oscar. No. The head is going back and forth to not look me in the face.
Does he smell sweet?
Oh, he's so scared of Mike. It's so sad.
Is. Michael, take your dog, please.
Your dog.
I don't know what it takes to make a 7-week-old dog actually have all four legs locked.
Bye, Winslow. Have a good day.
Picture of tension right
there. Is he stuck on little Michael like glue?
Yeah, and Carla.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. Sweet. All right, go ahead. What are some more audio?
What are some more audio about stuff? Let's close with this, Mike. You know, there are people.
Bastard.
Oh, that's...
sorry, I do. I hate him already.
He's a good boy. You know
no,
what?
He's not.
It's going to come around. It's going to turn. He's going
to
end up.
Well,
being
I'm nice
your dog.
To him. I pick him up. I try to kiss him. You saw what happens.
Yeah,
I know. He locks his legs.
I've never seen a neck get that stiff right away.
Yeah. 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 There it is. He's done nothing to the dog other than
the tension
nice
of a stockbroker. Yes. A little puppy.
Now I know I'm going to get the email. So, Mike, maybe if you try being a little more loving to him. Shut up. Leave me alone. Thank you very much.
Mike, there are people who have benefited from the coronavirus. Tomorrow, we can probably discuss how the sex doll industry is actually doing quite well.
It is.
But also, because people don't want to stop on the street onto public bathrooms because they're dirty, disposable urinals are selling out. All over the world.
Introducing the Travel John. Disposable urinal bags that are convenient, unisexed, sanitary personal urinals containing Lixorb technology. Travel John products are also great for pee emergencies, and they're strongly recommended for emergency preparedness supply kits and essential disaster kits as part of the combination disposable bathroom kit.
So remember, if you're a prepper, or if you have a pee emergency, or if you're just lazy, get yourself a disposable urinal while you can. I bet they have them at that COVID pop-up store in Miami for a premium price. That's your Magic Audio Vault, everybody. Wash your hands. Have a good Wednesday.
Nasty, nasty. That's it. I got to go make up with the dog. That's what
you know
have to do.
You know what dogs love? What? Buy some fireworks.
Yeah.
Expose right in
early.
The house.
Expose them early.
Right in the living room. Don't forget, it's our TMOS cocktail party. We want to set a record this coming Friday. We want people in the outdoor arena.
A record.
It's
going
to be great. A record. Fantastic. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
I'm a phony, just like you.
Bye-bye.